and I'm so excited. This is going to be the best power hour ever. And we've got some really great guests. And yeah, we're just going to celebrate the holiday season with drinking. So first, I will have the guests introduce themselves. So the first guest is Hannah.
Hello, I'm Hannah, and I taught in Toyama for 4.5 years. So I just got back in October, about a month ago from today, October 14th. So I haven't been back in America very long, so it's a bit strange, but I'm happy to be here with Emily's friends and my friends. So let's drinking.
Let's drink. Hannah, what are you drinking today?
I'm drinking this Corona plus Corona. Whatever else is in my fridge.
Yay. Okay. James?
Okay. I'm James. Hi, everyone. I was on the previous Power Hour. I was teaching English in Izushima from 2015 to 2018. And I am drinking a White Claw Surge.
Woo! What is that called? A seltzer. A hard seltzer.
Hard seltzer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Next.
Hi, I'm Carolyn. You might know me from Power Hour 2 or from the breakup episode. Obviously, a very beloved episode. I'm drinking this Bud Light seltzer. It was flannel, and so I thought it was cute, so I brought it for our holiday festivities.
Yeah, it's like red. It looks like Christmas.
Yes.
Yay. Okay.
Hello. I'm Joe. I was on the last Power Hour with James and Carolyn, and that was crazy. So I'm expecting this time to be even crazier. I was an ALT for 3 years in Ehime Prefecture. And tonight I'm drinking some unfiltered, hazy, and less sweet Angry Orchard, which is a hard cider.
Nice. That was a lot of words, Joe.
There's a lot of words on the bottle.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Michelle. You might remember me from the very first Power Hour. I think it was the first, right?
Yeah, Power Hour 1.
Yes. So I'm very excited to be back for the best Power Hour yet.
Oh, yeah.
oh, yeah. I was an ALT in Toyama Prefecture from 2018 to 2020, and I'm representing my country with our worst beer.
Canada's worst beer? What is
Canada's
that called?
Worst beer. Molson Canadian. It's
Molson,
so gross.
Canadian. Michelle, you were also on the episode about food where we talked about Japanese food. That was fun.
Yes, it was good. I enjoyed it. So I'm happy to be back.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Donal. I was an ALT in Toyama, the best prefecture in Japan, for 4 years. I got back in 2017, and I have been on. I'm on the episodes that are like patterned after H's. So I was on the Halloween episode. I was on the Hobbies episode, and now I'm on the Power Hour episode.
The Power Hour.
Hour.
Nice.
I am drinking a BrewDog. This one, I have a selection of BrewDogs for today. It's a Scottish brewery, and this is called Elvis Juice.
The King.
Similar to Carolyn, it's festive colored.
Yes. Red and white. Nice. I'm Emily. I was an ALT in Toyama for 3 years. I drank this in a previous episode. I'm drinking ranch water.
Oh.
I thought ranch water was a brand, but actually it's a type of hard seltzer. So I will be drinking that.
I thought hard seltzer was already a type of something. Like, why is there a subcategory?
So ranch water is hard seltzer from Texas that has lime juice and agave. Oh.
Okay.
A type.
I have seen like ranch dressing flavored drink.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And so I'm like, is she really drinking salad dressing alcohol? Because I would like to die, please.
I believe that people would drink that.
They in America. Would. It exists. Yeah. It's real. I'm not.
But I'm not drinking that. This Thank should you. Be delicious. I hope. Yeah. So we'll get started with the cheers, and then we will start the timer, and we will drink one shot every minute for 1 hour. It's going to be crazy. So for the first drink, we will do a cheers to our favorite things in the holiday season. So I want everyone to say what their favorite thing is in the holiday season, and then we'll do a cheers. We'll use the same order.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Presents.
Yay, presents.
My favorite thing in the holiday season is seeing all my cousins and getting drunk and annoying our aunts and uncles and parents.
My favorite thing is cheesy Christmas romance movies. Mm.
My favorite thing is having time off from work.
My favorite thing is eating, which is also my general favorite thing, but especially in the holidays.
My favorite thing is catching up with old friends.
My favorite thing is waking up super early in my Christmas pajamas and going downstairs with Carolyn to find our presents and stockings.
Yes.
Okay, cheers to our favorite holiday things.
Cheers.
Kanpai. Okay. And now I will prepare the timer. I think we should sing a Christmas song.
What? No.
I cannot sing.
I don't even like karaoke.
Later on, we're going to sing a Christmas song. That's my goal.
Okay. Once we're drunk.
The thing with the Christmas songs I always found was interesting was that though the carols, I think, are shared both sides of the Atlantic, when it comes to like popular Christmas songs, it's completely different. Because I remember my first like Christmas, like coming up to Christmas in Japan, like gathering with some American friends, some Irish, some English, and we all started playing our favorite songs on YouTube. And there was some similarities, but there was a number of songs that just seemed to be British Isles.
Is Jingle Bells popular?
Not really. Like, I'd say I'll see if you guys have heard of the, or you people have heard of these. Have you ever heard of?
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day by Wizard.
By Wizard.
That's like one of the top songs in the UK for Christmas.
Are all the famous Christmas songs in the UK in that
Love
movie?
Actually?
Love Actually.
That's exactly that what I was going I to ask. Them?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Love Actually since I was like since I was 18. I haven't seen it in years.
Is that not popular in the UK? Because it's very popular in the US.
It's extremely popular here, just not with me.
Love
Actually is really good, except for the fact that at least three storylines are about a boss who falls in love with his employee. Three storylines in one movie. Other than that, best movie ever.
Yeah, some of the relationships in that movie are not, most of them are not healthy relationships.
Wait. How many relationships are in that movie? If there's what?
It's the type of movie that has many different stories that are like not connected, like in the movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone know if it's popular in Japan?
Love Actually?
Yeah.
No idea. I imagine my guess would be no, because it's kind of a comedy, right?
Japanese people hate laughing.
No. I just mean that often comedy movies don't have as much success as like dramas or action movies do, because comedy is so difficult to translate.
Yeah.
Not only like the wordplay, but also there's cultural references and just like,
yeah. When I was in ALT, I made my students watch Elf, which is such a good movie. It's my recommendation. Yeah. But the Japanese subtitles, the translations were so bad. It was so different from the real meaning. Ugh. And my students did not laugh very much. I think that movie's so funny, but they did not.
It's like American joke.
Yeah, exactly.
What got the biggest laugh?
All the physical comedy.
Cheers.
So like when they have the snowball fight and he makes the snowballs really quickly, more quickly than a human can make snowballs, and is throwing mm-hmm. them, and the person is trying to run away and he hits the person and they fall down. They laughed at that.
I think like my guess of a joke that would translate no matter what country you take it to is when he's interrogating Santa and he's like, you're not the real Santa. If you're the real Santa, what did I sing you last year on your birthday? And he's like, well, happy birthday, of course. And he's like,
yeah. But I really like watching movies at Christmas time.
My mom really loves
Cheers.
My mom really loves holiday movies. Like, she loves Charlie Brown, Halloween, and The Grinch, and all of those like holiday specific movies. But I don't really like watching anything. Ever
anything
at all? Nothing?
Anything? Like, I don't know why. I prefer reading books. I don't like watching TV or watching movies, especially holiday movies. It's the same every year. It doesn't change. It's the same movie.
So, do you read any holiday books?
No.
are there holiday books?
Yes.
Christmas Carol.
Let It Snow by John Green.
No, my dad.
I watched the Netflix one.
My dad is into holiday books. Like, he gets out all the books. Oh, no. He gets out the books from like our childhood that are like little Jimmy finds a snowflake or whatever. And he's like, let's read these. And I'm like,
that's so cute, though. I love that.
When I was like 8 or 9, I remember I got from the Scholastic Book Fair this book called Santa's Diary, which was, and I used to, up until I was like, even after I stopped getting presents from Santa, because of course Santa exists, yes. I would read that every year on Christmas Eve, and I kept up that tradition until I started drinking on Christmas Eve, and then that stopped. But it kept up for a good many years. I would read this one little child's book every year on Christmas Eve.
I still write a letter to Santa every year because my dad really loves traditions, and he's kept all of the letters from Santa since I was a kid. So I continue writing them for him.
That's cute. Does he keep them somewhere special?
Yeah, he puts them up around the house every year.
Aww. That's Lovely, if a little embarrassing.
It's horrible. It's horrible.
Oh my gosh.
And everyone reads them. And especially the ones from middle school are just really just, I poured my feelings into these, okay? I believe in Santa until I was like 17. So like there was a lot.
Same.
I believe now.
Have you guys seen the episode of Doctor Who where Amy prays to Santa?
No.
Yes.
It's as if she's praying to Jesus and wishing for something. But it's just Santa.
Dear Santa.
Just like that, but Scottish.
Dear Santa.
That's not Scottish.
Dear Santa.
Nice try.
Dear Santa. Is that good?
No. That was awful.
Speaking of decorations, I want to know, like, some people are very against putting up decorations too early. How do y'all feel about when to put up the Christmas decorations?
I put up my first decoration today. I went to Target and I bought Christmas hand towels for the bathroom.
That's cute.
So now I have a Christmas bathroom. I'm happy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. I'm already through can one.
This is really hard.
Almost.
Now, so, sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead, Anna.
I would just leave up Christmas decorations all the time because they make me feel happy, okay?
Yeah.
They're very warm and pleasant. So I don't think it's ever too early or too late.
For me, they have to be after December 10th. Because that's my birthday, and I always like to think it's like my birthday, then Christmas.
Right. What birthday decorations do you have up before Christmas?
Well, sort of similar as Hannah, just a series of letters I wrote to myself. No birthday decorations, sadly.
Too bad.
What were you going to say, James?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to disagree with everyone here.
Uh-oh.
No. Christmas decorations should not go up until after American Thanksgiving. Sorry, Donald, but you gotta check every year.
I've heard that rule.
They should be down by my birthday, January 17th.
So you can put up your birthday decorations?
No, you get until about halfway through January, and then they got to come down.
No.
Right?
Disagree.
And Valentine's Day, okay?
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What?
Because you want to keep up, like, the spirit of being on vacation, okay? You're like,
until Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Until I die, James.
I think you have to wait until the next decoration holiday.
Cheers. Yeah.
Cheers.
Traditionally, it's the 6th of December is when it's meant to come down. But that's just...
The 6th of January?
Oh, the
6th of January, sorry. But that's to do with the
Magi?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, that's like the old Catholic tradition, Christian tradition.
I thought that's where the men sell their watches and the women sell their hair.
Yes.
I've not heard of that.
Yeah.
You never had to read the short story, The Gift of the Magi?
Watch the Mickey Mouse version.
This is new to me.
Can you explain?
Are too in sync.
Yeah,
I've never heard of this.
So Mickey, this is what happens. So Mickey has a harmonica and Minnie has
a fancy pocket watch. I thought it was like a pocket watch shaped like a heart.
Okay, a fancy watch. And so... they don't have much money. They're poor. But they want to give each other a special present for Christmas. And so Mickey sells his harmonica to buy something for Minnie.
A chain for her watch.
A chain or for her watch. And then Minnie sells her watch to buy a special case for the harmonica.
Yikes. Mm-hmm.
So they both sell their special thing to buy something special for the other one, but then they don't have the thing. So sad.
So sad, but beautiful.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
What's sort of the last beat? Like, are they weeping?
I think they kiss under mistletoe. Cheers.
Yeah, they realize they are the most important thing on Christmas, not they the harmonica or the watch.
They realize that they are very poor, and now they just bought a bunch of useless items, and their lives are
Capitalism is bad.
And then they get a divorce, and they leave.
No!
That is interesting. Because I think Hannah is right. It is like an anti-capitalist message is being sent by that, but I have not seen it.
Can I jump in with a rant here?
Yes. Okay. Please do.
Okay. The original Gift of the Magi, like mm-hmm. short story.
Yes.
Same basic premise, but the husband sells his watch to get like these hair clip type things, these decorative like hair clip things that he
Wait,
can't
does
afford.
She shave her head? Yes.
Cheers.
That's crazy.
And when we read that in like middle school or whatever, you know, and the teacher was like, it's so sad. They got gifts that were pointless. And I was like, well, no, the wife's hair will grow back. So she can use that gift eventually.
Yeah.
But like the husband's not going to grow a watch.
No.
He might.
I feel the opposite.
You don't know.
She changed her whole appearance. Like she had to give up something attached to her person, a piece of her body. He just had to give up an item. Her sacrifice is way more than his.
I'm not comparing sacrifices. I'm comparing just the gifts, right? It's like, well, she will be able to use her gift eventually. But
poor. She will die first.
Comparing the Magi.
Cheers.
Minnie is better than Mickey.
It is interesting, though, that the symbolism from that story seems to suggest that to a woman, her sacrifice is her beauty. And to the man, his sacrifice is time.
Yikes.
I mean, it's quite a sexist thing that's coming from that.
I mean, also, if you think about it, like his sacrifice is kind of wealth because like a fancy watch is really a show of wealth. So it still seems sexist.
Right. A woman like that, doesn't have money. Her body is her money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Wow.
Like she couldn't sell a fancy necklace or like something else, girl directions, like a bracelet or something. It has to be her body.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Dang, that's crazy.
But I would like to say we said the vibe for this podcast was drunk English teacher and us doing an analysis of drunk English of the Gift of the Magi. Isn't drunk English teacher? I don't know what is.
It's drunk English literature.
Yes.
Dang, that's amazing.
My least favorite Christmas movie is The Grinch, like the live action one.
Oh, oh God.
That one's so creepy. It's so creepy. Disgusting. Like, what is that? Jim Carrey or whatever?
Yep, Jim Carrey.
He's a good actor, but he horrifies me as the Grinch.
Grinchy.
The baby Grinch is the most disgusting thing.
I hate it so much.
Disgusting.
I love it. Y'all are crazy.
Cheers.
What's the, Carolyn, what's the song in it?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
You're a mean one.
No, the sad song.
The one that's in... Who sings it, right?
Sing it, walk right. I don't know.
But I think we should rapid fire answer favorite Christmas movie.
Ooh, okay.
Everyone.
I don't have one.
Elf. I said it already. I like Elf.
I guess I would have to say Elf too. That's probably my favorite.
There's an Elf too?
No.
Someone put a boo-boo noise on right there.
Bimmy.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I have an app.
Oh my God. I have an app too. I have about 50 apps.
Cheers.
Oh no, I forgot about drinking already.
So my favorite Christmas movie is probably a tie. For the whimsical, I like Elf.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I'm a Christmas Story fan. Just
No.
The
no.
one Sorry. Where his tongue is stuck yes. to a pole.
Duck.
Oh no.
I don't like that one.
I like the mom. I think the mom
is hot.
I cry when I see, because she tries so hard to make like the holidays so perfect for her family, and they're all shitheads. but she tries so hard for all of them. She just wants her husband and her kids to have a good Christmas.
Cheers.
Shaved her head to buy Christmas dinner.
The woman is always trying her best.
My favorite Christmas movie is A Muppet's Christmas Carol.
That's a good choice. I was going to say the same thing. It's the superior Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one that matters.
Yes.
Because they're Marley and Marley.
Yes.
Ooh.
I didn't know people existed who liked Muppets.
Who doesn't like Muppets? Yeah. Everyone likes Muppets.
I didn't know people existed who didn't like Muppets.
Why don't you like Muppets?
It's the same as the Grinch. Like, those things are creepy.
But the Muppets aren't CGI. Like, what makes the Grinch creepy is like the uncanny CGI. But the Muppets are just puppets.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hannah, did you grow up with Sesame Street?
Yes.
Did you have a bad experience with Big Bird?
Yeah. You know what? No, it was in every photo, like my parents made me visit the mall Easter Bunny every year.
Oh.
And I'm crying in every photo.
Yeah.
I am weeping in like all of those photos, because just costumes, people in costumes, puppets, like no. Like the mall Easter Bunny ruined my life. Okay. He killed my family. He burned down my house.
As a kid, I didn't have problems with mall Santa Claus. I would go to the mall, take my picture with Santa Claus. It was fine. He looked like Santa Claus, you know?
I was like Hannah. I hated every costume thing when I was a child.
But the Easter, here's the thing. Santa, you can believe, is Santa. But the Easter Bunny is clearly a human in a bunny costume. Like, that doesn't make sense. It's obviously not a bunny.
Yeah, and I grew up in Indiana, and so like the Easter Bunny here looks like the thing from like Donnie Darko. Like, we got we have like the dollar store Easter Bunny.
Easter.
It's not Easter the good bunny. One.
Not the Daiso one. The like, what's the crappy Chocoin shop?
There's Can Do.
Okay, yeah. It's that
cheers.
One.
Cheers.
Anyway, sorry, Carolyn, I interrupted.
No, you're good. I was going to say the Santa that we would take pictures with when me and Emily were children, we knew the guy that played Santa, but we did not know that we knew him because he was dressed as Santa. So he would talk to us about like our school, our family, before we would tell him anything. And it felt like he was truly Santa.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
That's magical.
Yeah. Yes, he was the best. A twinkle Santa. In his eyes.
Seriously,
can you imagine like bringing your child to a stranger and being like, "Please tell about our entire lives to this man." Thank you.
Not to cheers.
Cheers.
Not to jump back, but for the movie question, I was going to say I have two that I would answer for that, one short, one long. And the short would be, I don't know if you know it, is called The Snowman.
No. Sounds like a horror.
Yeah. Snowman.
Do you know that it's like a choral song, Walking in the Air?
No.
Walking.
Yes.
I can feel it walking in the air.
Yes. This isn't what I was imagining for the singing.
So if you want to have an emotional, slightly tearful, but utterly enjoyable, like 20-minute cartoon, look up The Snowman. You'd probably find it on Europe. It's all on YouTube. It's all hand-drawn and coloured. And it's the story of a little boy with a snowman who magically comes alive.
Cheers.
That sounds nice, actually.
Frosty?
Not Frosty. Yeah. It's, do you know Raymond Briggs, the cartoonist?
No.
It's, again, this is probably a British Isles thing, but it's that's what I love. That's on every, where you guys watch The Grinch, we would have this. Because I've never seen The Grinch. But good, we would have the snowman instead.
If you ever watch The Grinch, go straight up like old 60s, 70s cartoon 30-minute Grinch. Don't mess with the Jim Carrey.
Yeah, don't. Mm-mm.
And don't mess with the Benedict Cumberbatch version, because even worse.
What? That exists?
That exists?
What? Yes, the animated Benedict Cumberbatch. It's like the bulgy, like animation, like Jimmy Neutron style animation, Benedict Cumberbatch, but it's like pro capitalism for some reason. Cheers.
Because it's a Christmas movie.
And it's dumb, and it's got Benedict Cumberbatch as the Grinch. Also,
I remember
the guy. Wait, hold on.
The song.
The guy from Glee, the teacher in Glee is also the Grinch now.
What?
Will Schuster from the show Glee, who
Glee
is a terrible man
in Japan.
Oh, yes, I talked to one of your fellow teachers about it when I was in Japan visiting you. So the actor from that was in a version of The Grinch. It was one of those like live musical broadcasts. And everyone hated it because everyone in America hates him.
So basically, there are many versions of The Grinch.
Yes.
But the best version is the older version. Carolyn, here's the song.
What song?
Where Are You, Christmas?
Why can't I find you?
That song made me cry.
Good job.
Thank you.
Did anyone not say their favorite Christmas movie?
No. I think we all did.
Shared.
Yeah.
Can we move on to favorite Christmas seasonal food or drink?
Hell yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
Yes.
Can I start?
Yes.
Eggnog.
Here we go! Eggnog!
I knew it.
Gross.
About 2 years. Cheers. I hated eggnog my whole life. About 2 years ago, I started making eggnog.
Yes.
Like at home.
Yes.
And no, it's so much better. It's
James. Yes.
No. James, last no. year,
I discovered eggnog is delicious, and yep. I made it for my whole family. I was like, y'all, trust me, this is so good. And I made it for my family, and everyone either said, no, I will not try this, or they tried it and they were like, ew, disgusting. I was I so sad.
I
do not
remember so this. Sad. I have no recollection I of cried. This happening.
I cried.
Was I there? Was I
you
there?
Were, you were the one of the ones that said, no, I won't try that. So gross.
Rude.
See, my family does that too.
Cheers.
I'll make something and they'll just be like, no, I'm not gonna try that. Yeah. I'm like, at least taste it, please. Guy works so hard.
I think it's a Midwest thing.
I think so too.
Yeah.
For people who aren't from the Midwest and maybe elsewhere in the world, can you describe what is eggnog?
I don't know.
it's basically like a liquid gross. Custard. It's like, no. It's a custard, kind of.
No. It's creamy no. and cinnamon.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's like cinnamon and sour cream mixed together.
No. It's not sour.
Sour cream.
No.
It's like when you're baking, they use eggs and stuff in yep. baking to yep. make things like creamy really. And delicious, like a custard.
No. No.
Does yes. it come in alcohol Cheers. And non-alcoholic?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
yeah, yeah.
That's a good point.
So, it's like if you mixed custard and whipped cream into a drink,
mm-hmm.
and maybe bourbon and or brandy.
Mm-hmm. Or rum. It's good with
and
rum,
And ranch
too.
Water.
No.
No! Oh my gosh. That was a good one, James. Okay.
Hold on. Can I interrupt and say we're getting to 30 minutes yes. and I'm doing a special 30-minute shot of Pimm's, the best Pimm's? Liqueur in the world.
I'll do a Tastes little like mezcal. Leaves.
Nice.
Wow.
What have I started?
This is a
I'll do a double. Edition. I'll just, do a double a ranch water.
Yes, and this is all Joe's fault from That's Power Hour 2. Brutal. Thank you, Joe.
Cheers.
You're Cheers. Welcome, I guess.
Double Canadian.
By the way,
look what you did, Joe.
And now I'm on beer number 3.
Nice. Oh, I've been on beer number 3. Well, you know,
seltzer number 3.
You know, Carolyn, you should start on your first eggnog bourbon.
No, no, thank you.
The holiday spirit.
Especially the problem
you grate
is
some fresh nutmeg over the top.
Oh yeah,
so good.
Oh yeah,
it's so.
Can
good.
I say, I am very drunk, and I did not know how drunk I was until I drank that shot of Pimm's and said, "That didn't taste that like." Alcoholish. Now I'm like, that's a problem.
That's a bad sign.
That's a bad sign.
Or a good sign.
You're right.
Okay. What other food and drink do people like for the holidays?
I love mulled wine. That's my
mulled
favorite.
Mulled wine. Ugh. Oh my God.
So maybe 4 years ago, I went to Germany for Christmas to visit family. And they have Christmas markets in Germany, which is like a big outdoor festival. Mm-hmm. That's just an excuse for people to drink mulled wine and eggnog. and it's the best. And every stall has a different version of their wine. And they all have like collectible little mugs with cute little designs. And it was yes. like the best experience of my entire life.
Uh-huh. There's a every December, there's a tiny version of that in Chicago that's like, has German people working there. And
amazing.
And I always get that stuff, but I can't drink the mulled wine because I'm allergic to sulfur. And then I like poop for the rest of my life. So wine is not my thing.
Cheers. But
they have a version of eggnog though. That's better than American eggnog. I think, can you get that?
I'm not sure. I had like, I always just eat the food mostly because like I'm a food focused person. If I drink too many things, it like takes up room that could be used by food.
That makes sense.
I respect that lifestyle.
What are you most looking forward to eating coming up to Christmas?
Wait, Donald, I'm not done talking about mulled wine. I have something to say. So mulled wine has cloves in it. And last year I made mulled wine and I put too much cloves. And cloves make your mouth go numb. A long time ago, dentists used that to numb people's mouths.
Cheers,
wisdom teeth.
So nobody could feel their mouth. But also, Hannah and Michelle, were either of you with me on a trip to Japan where we went to an onsen town and they told us we couldn't go to the onsen area? I think, Hannah, you were there.
Yeah, that was me.
And they said, no, you can't go. The taxis said, no, we won't take you. And so we had to wait for the bus. And while we were waiting, we bought mulled wine. And it was so delicious. And then finally, we took the bus to the... Was this in Gifu? I don't remember. But
I don't remember either, but I think... It was the one with Amanda and Will and Lars.
Yeah.
And was in Desiree.
Yeah.
And then me and you.
Yeah. Finally, we went to many different ryokan and we asked them, can we use your bath? Cheers. Can we use your bath, please?
And this old lady let us in her random ryokan.
Aww.
And we got in the private bath and we took nudes.
Photos.
You took nudes?
I mean,
whoa.
Together?
Isn't bringing a cell phone?
It was a private
bath.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kashikiri だったら問題ない.
It was the four of us and we were in like this little private area and it was like outside and had little trees and it was so really nice. Cute. And so we took photo, but we were in the bath. We weren't
couldn't see our bodies.
We weren't standing there like
I was thinking of a public one where there's many people around.
Okay. I will be honest. I went to Beppu and I was the only one in I was the only one in this ryokan because everyone else was working. Because my contract had just ended. So I took my phone into the public onsen because no one was there. And I took onsen photos. Nothing happened. It was because I was the only person in the entire place. So I knew no one was going to show up.
Carolyn, what was your question?
My question is, why is Desiree not a guest in this power hour? Because Desiree is my other Japan crush.
I invited Desiree. I did invite Desiree, but she did not answer my
email. What do you mean by other?
Yeah.
What?
Am I number one?
Wait.
I want to be number one. It better be
Hannah,
me.
Hannah, you are
Carolyn.
Number three.
Cheers.
Three.
Cheers.
Three.
Maybe two. You and Desiree might be tied.
Who's number one?
That's fine.
Y'all know who number one is. We
know.
Wait, you gotta listen to the podcast.
Yeah. Come on, y'all.
I don't. Is it Michelle? Oh my God.
We didn't meet when you came.
You're close. You're close, though.
She's just like,
I don't like. No. I don't know if this is a secret, but I'm drunk, so I'm gonna tell it. I remember me and Emily having a conversation after Michelle first started dating someone and we were like, fuck, we wanted to date Michelle.
That is a secret.
It's not a secret now. This was like 4
Yeah, it was. We both wanted to date you. That's true.
Oh, I does not want to date Michelle.
I'm very flattered. See? That's so nice, guys. Thank you.
That's why it's not a secret, because everyone wants to date Michelle. So, yeah, like,
Michelle, I have known you for 22 minutes and 37 seconds, and I would like to date you. Yeah.
Yay, Michelle.
Thanks, guys. You're so nice. I appreciate the love.
Does anyone plan to share a Christmas kiss under the mistletoe this year?
With who? With who, Emily? That's the question.
I've never seen anyone put mistletoe up in their home, other than like at a party or something.
And you've seen it.
I've never seen it at a party.
You never been to like a Christmas party like this?
Yeah.
No. What does mistletoe look like?
Green.
Red.
Some leaves.
Yeah. Green with two red berries?
Yeah.
Only two red berries. Yeah. You can't two have red berries.
It can have three. I feel like it can have three.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Like in a triangular arrangement.
Yes.
Does mistletoe grow in Japan?
No.
I'm not a botanist, James.
He studied mushrooms. Okay.
I just looked it up.
Yeah.
In Japanese, it's yadorigi.
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 Yado.
Yado. Yado.
Okay.
Cheers to yadorigi.
So, for our Japanese listeners. If two people who are consenting
very important
find themselves beneath a mistletoe, they're supposed to kiss.
Yadorigi.
They must
kiss. Yadorigi.
They share a kiss.
Very romantic.
A sweet kiss.
Saucy. Like, we have this
saucy kiss.
We have electronic mistletoe that's like a big lump.
Oh,
and this is from like 2000. It's really old, so it doesn't work anymore. But when it detected movement underneath it, it would make like some weird comment, like some lewd, like, "Oh, you gonna kiss now, bitch?" Like, or something.
Wow. Or, like,
that's crazy. A talking like, mistletoe.
Cheers.
I don't know why that exists or why we have it, but we hang it up just because it is like a Christmas decoration, and it doesn't talk anymore. It's dead. It's been dead for 20 years. And nobody kisses under it. It just exists.
Dang. Question, has anyone here kissed under mistletoe?
No,
but I would like to.
It sounds nice, honestly.
Yeah.
I'll kiss you, Carolyn.
Yes, Hannah, I will kiss you under mistletoe. Wait, Hannah, did you say you're in Chicago?
I'm in Indiana. I'm above you. Locationally.
You said in going to Chicago.
For Thanksgiving. You, Carolyn.
Yes, you are above me in all ways. Cheers.
I use most form when you talk to me.
I will be in Chicago at the end of November because my dad is dragging me to a Genesis cover concert.
Wait.
That's so funny.
During Thanksgiving? Is it during Thanksgiving time or no?
My
birthday?
I don't know. I think it's like it's not on Thanksgiving because we'll be at my grandma's for Thanksgiving.
Well, then this does not work for me because I'm going for Thanksgiving and my friend has a Friendsgiving celebration that I am not invited to awkwardly while I am there with them. Fine. I don't like their friends a lot, so I don't want to be there anyway, but I need something to do, and you should just happen to be there.
I just need you to kiss me while I'm there, and then
cheers.
Okay, sorry, James, what were you gonna ask?
I'm hoping it's that you'd get involved and share kisses because, you know, friendly group.
Yeah.
We're all going to meet and we're all going to kiss. And then
last power hour, we made a plan. No, the first power hour, we made a plan to meet up. This time, let's make a plan to meet in the middle and share
and
a kiss.
I would like to not kiss Emily, though. I will kiss everyone.
Yeah.
You literally kissed me before.
You kissed me
on the mouth.
But I can't go romantic kiss, romantic kiss, romantic kiss, romantic kiss, family kiss. I'm assuming all of you want romantic kisses.
No, it could be.
No, they want family kisses.
It could be familial love, right? Like, cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I want a friendship kiss. I'm down for a friendship kiss.
A little friend kiss.
What?
You know those places where there are like seven states that meet and you all hold hands?
What?
You could do that, but it's like, but everybody's like,
See, that's
it's
what
just
I,
seven.
That's what I was imagining. We all in a circle just kiss each other. Like, at once.
Just a one and done.
Yeah.
One and done.
That is the least romantic kiss possible, right? Like, just seven people.
Unless you add tongue, James.
You must.
Everyone's tongue goes in the middle.
You must show proof of vaccination before.
I have my booster shot. Don't worry.
You know that icebreaker game where you hold hands?
Cheers.
And you have to untangle the knot? It's like that, but with tongues.
Untangle the tongue.
Yes. Wow. I'm going to do another special shot for 15 minutes, just so you all know and can prep.
Okay. I'll do a little more. Actually, I'll break out something Japanese.
Ooh. No, that's
nice.
My favorite holiday food is turkey.
Are we going back to that?
Back to the top. So we are shifting from mistletoe and kissing back to turkey.
Kissing is so much more exciting.
I like turkey. I think it's delicious. And I made a turkey for the first time.
It was so good.
Yeah.
But wait. I need to know Carolyn's number one crush. Like, I need to know.
Do you think they are here? Do you think they aren't here?
Cheers!
Cheers with my special shot.
Cheers.
Well, I don't know if you visited Emily before I came to Japan or after. Well, I met you, so I know you
visited Emily twice.
Okay.
So it was year and the next year. So I think I visited you the second. I saw you the second time I visited. I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
I had a really dark thought, Carolyn. I don't know if I should say it.
Please say it.
Now you have to.
I was going to say, did you kiss anyone? And then I remembered that you did.
What? Oh my God.
In Japan?
Yes, it's really dark. I'm sorry.
What?
Why really dark?
Oh, I think I know. I know
one man in Japan, and I hate him.
He's a bad person.
I made out with him like a whole night. Cheers.
Cheers.
And then, as we were leaving that night, he saw someone. He was like walking us to the train station and he said the N-word in English, which is a word that people should not say. And I immediately said, I don't like this man anymore. And then he tried to do the do with me and I said, no, thank you. And he's a terrible man, but he also went upstairs after chatting with me and kicked another man out of our room. So it's like, I hate him, but I love him, you know?
Things are messy.
Wait, so do you mean he protected you? But also he's a terrible person. Am I understanding?
Yes.
Okay.
100%.
Wait, James, you have your little hand up.
Oh, I don't remember. What
James
I was
always has his hand.
Yeah, James is always raising his hand.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers.
Maybe he's volunteering.
I have a bad habit.
I think you were going to ask me something.
I was, and I don't remember what the question was.
Disappoint.
But I have a bad habit of speaking over people, so on Zoom stuff, I try to do the hand raise.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I was very ignored as a child. So I'm always like butting in, like someone has to listen to me. So
yeah, what did you say?
Wait, hold on. I would like to cut in and say for me and Emily, we both grew up in a family where everyone talked over top of everyone. And so it is very difficult to not do that with people that are not used to everyone talking over top of each other.
Yeah, we have four sisters in our family.
Cheers.
And it's a very loud family. So you have to just talk anytime.
Yeah, I try to pay attention to it, but I also talk a lot, so I still butt in.
I also like cranberry sauce.
Oh my god, what?
Every year my aunt bring cranberry sauce to Thanksgiving, and she would make a separate container of cranberry sauce just for me because I loved it.
But there were two aunts that liked to make cranberry sauce. Yeah. So it would be like the year where our Aunt Ingrid would make cranberry sauce or the year where our Aunt Sonia would make cranberry sauce. Cheers. And they were different, right?
They were different types of cranberry sauce.
Which did you like better?
Aunt Sonia's.
The big reveal.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
What if my aunts are listening? Sorry, Aunt Ingrid.
I have to say, I thought Aunt Ingrid's was the best.
I'm on Team Ingrid.
Yeah. Love you, Aunt Ingrid.
You're listening. Shout out to Aunt Ingrid. Kisses. She does kiss me on the lips. Aunt Ingrid always kisses me on the mouth.
I have an aunt who kisses me on the mouth as well.
Like sensually or
no, real like, family kisses on the
just
mouth.
Just a family kiss. And it's weird because she didn't do it my whole life. It started later.
Cheers.
My family just decided at the same time, like, we're kissing on the mouth now.
I will say, Aunt Sonia is the superior aunt. Here's why.
That's spicy.
Yes. Aunt Ingrid does not respect trans lives, and therefore Aunt Sonia is the aunt. She killed it.
I'm not Team Ingrid anymore.
No, I am Team Sonia. I am rescinding my invite.
Thank you. Aunt Ingrid is now hashtag canceled.
Yeah.
Aunt Sonia for life.
To me, that's a big part of the holiday season is meeting with the bigger family. And there's a lot of interesting family drama because if every part of the family has a different culture, different beliefs, it's always very interesting and sometimes terrible to meet with the whole family.
Emily tries to draw it back.
Yes. We have family who is very conservative Mormon, conservative Catholic, conservative dog breeder.
Dog breeder, yeah.
And then super liberal and new age too. So our family is extra you get a bit of everything.
Yeah, it's a variety.
Variety pack family. Just for you.
James!
Is there, when you guys have holiday gatherings with your family, in my family, there's a very large generation gap for these types of things. It's usually, cheers everybody.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Actually,
there was nothing in that, so I have to take another shot. my family get-togethers, my family gatherings, usually you can just draw a straight line of agreement or disagreement by age, right?
It's different.
Everyone my age pretty much agrees. Everyone older kind of disagrees.
With us, it's totally by family. I have cousins my age that are like, I love guns. I hate black people. Like,
we have military family. So the military family are more conservative than the non-military family.
Cheers.
Of our age.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You don't have any family who loves guns and black people?
No, I don't.
No, I don't either.
Oh, wow.
I would say, as someone who went to multiple protest events during 2020, there were very many people that were very liberal but still loved guns because they were looking at a safety factor if we have to have a revolution, I got to be prepared factor.
It's like the idea that the political spectrum is more like kind of quadrants and you have people. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to hear Donald's experience a different country's version. Yeah.
Wait, I thought Michelle was from Canada, though. Well, isn't she
Canada
also
too. Okay.
Cheers.
But UK is farther away.
I'll say UK and Ireland because. but sorry. Yes. No apologies. I was going to say just. Jumping in just to give a little lovely story. My aunt, who I'm really close with, my godmother, grew up in a very Catholic household. My grandmother was very Catholic, and she knew since she was like a teenager that she was gay. And for years, the rest of the family knew, but my grandmother didn't know because they were afraid that she wouldn't accept them. And then... Mm-hmm. 8 or 9 years ago, when my grandmother, near my grandmother's 101st birthday, she was the pride of place at my aunt's gay marriage, and it was one of the things.
What is pride of place?
Sort of she was the oldest person there, and everyone doted on her, and she was delighted, and she loved the wedding. Cheers!
I love that.
That's so sweet.
They'd assumed that she would be against it because she was Catholic. And she was delighted because she was like, all three of my other daughters are married and I've now got the fourth. And it didn't matter who they were married.
They want everyone to get married.
Yes.
All of my other daughters' partners beat them. So,
one of those partners is my dad.
I have been introducing to my mom to the fact that I have partners that are not in her Christian wheelhouse, and I think she has been loving it, to be honest.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I think conservative people can change their minds.
But it takes time. It totally takes time. Cheers. Because she's been changing over 10 or more years. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think as frustrating as it might be that progress is slow, we must appreciate the progress of people who are resistant to it. So
I'm so drunk. Yes.
Silver lining. sorry, I'm totally silver. I'm outside of the whole situation.
It was Christmas season.
Carolyn, was it last year when we were home for either Thanksgiving or Christmas, and we had a conversation with our mom and dad, and our mom was like, I believe that being gay is bad.
I don't remember. It must have been. But now, I do not see that many. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm starting to feel it.
Women. I like would see a woman. Obviously, I'm clearly gay. You know, me wanting to kiss Hannah earlier is obvious. Our mom has gotten used to the fact that I am not following the dating norms of traditional Christian dating. And it's fine. It's great. She wants me to have grandchildren very soon.
She just wants babies. Honestly, she wants more babies.
Any way she can have them, just babies. I'm very drunk. I know we only have like 2 minutes left of drinking, but I'm so drunk.
I just opened number five.
No, we only have 2 minutes.
Oh, I've been on number five.
I need to know Carolyn's number one.
This is what I want.
Please. Okay, hold on. Big cheers.
If I don't learn this before this power hour is over, I'm going to die.
With 1 minute and 50 seconds left, I will reveal that Donal obviously is a big time fan of this podcast and clearly has been listening to my episodes and knows that Donal is my Yopare Kaiwa crush. And all of our fans have been looking forward to this episode where we are together in one episode. I have been doing this bit for way too long for it not to be a thing, because it is hilarious that when I met Donald, like 19, and I fell in love with him, and now it's hilarious.
When are you moving to Dayton, Ohio?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, I'm thinking now that that's been confirmed in person, as soon as possible, I think.
Yes! I'm not in Dayton, Ohio.
Share a kiss under the mistletoe!
But Donald must come to Nashville, Tennessee. That's where he has to go to fulfill the
Chicago.
Thanksgiving.
Last 30 seconds.
Oh my God, this is it.
Why is this going so fast?
Donald, what is your answer?
Donald.
Yes.
We have a direct flight from London to Nashville.
With my dog. Be home for Christmas is the last thing I want to see.
I will say, in preparation, I did listen to all of Donald's episodes of this podcast, but no other episodes. Cheers.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Yay! That's the end of our special holiday party power hour 3. I hope you enjoyed the crazy conversation. In the vocabulary list, you can find some of our favorite holiday movies and holiday food and drinks. So please watch or try them if you have the chance this season. Maybe you will even have a kiss under the mistletoe this year. Who knows? I just wish you all a very, very happy holidays. Yopare Eikaiwa will be taking a short break, and we will be back in January. So, see you soon. Cheers.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's conversation. If you like this podcast, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at @YopareKaiwa. Special thanks to Jet Alumni Association Music City. This podcast is produced by Trout and Lime. Intro song is by D'Artagnan Melendez. Bye!